now about the announcement of yesterday, the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea saying that the Manus Island Detention Center will close, in a move that many refugee advocates thought would see the refugees brought to Australia. However, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has stated that no one from Manus will be settled in Australia. This move has angered many refugee advocates and supporters, with a social media campaign, Bring Them Here, starting. Joining me to speak about it is Ian Rintoul, a spokesperson for the Refugee Action Coalition. Thank you for joining me, Ian. It looks like we've just lost Ian. We'll get him back in a moment. This is a song from Ponty Mython, Watch Over Him. Here with Ian Rintoul talking about the closing of Manus Island. Hey, Ian.
Yeah, good morning.
So, Ian, what's the actual implications of this announcement to shut down Manus Island? What does it mean?
Well, we're yet to know exactly. The PNG Supreme Court ordered the PNG and Australian governments to take steps to close Manus Island in April. So it's rather convenient that 3 days before another hearing before the Supreme Court that suddenly Peter Dutton is talking to Peter O'Neill and announcing what the Supreme Court told them to do 3 months ago. So I think we don't know the details yet, and I think it's far too early for Peter Dutton to be making grand announcements about whether people are staying or going to Papua New Guinea or to Australia. It's very clear that people cannot remain and in Papua New Guinea, and they will not be resettled in Papua New Guinea. They are unlawfully in Papua New Guinea, and that was established by the Supreme Court in April.
And so Peter Dutton has said no one will be resettled in Australia, but refugee advocacy groups have called on the government to bring them here anyway. Does the Refugee Action Coalition have any plans in response to this?
Yes, I mean, we're organising a protest on the 27th of August, so Saturday week, 1 o'clock, Town Hall. We'll be having a protest. There'll be other demonstrations in other cities in Australia on the same day. We've already made it very clear, you know, that we expect people are going to be brought to Australia, that they should be brought to Australia, both from Manus and, you know, from Nauru. And the lawyer in the PNG Supreme Court on Monday will certainly be arguing very, very strongly for there to be the unconditional release of everyone on Manus Island and for all those who are unlawfully transported there by Australia, for them to be returned to Australia.
So, Ian, the big unanswered question still, though, is what is the government intending to happen to the refugees if they can't stay on Papua New Guinea and they don't want to take them to Australia, where are they going to go?
Well, Peter Dutton hasn't got an answer to that. They've had 3 years to find third countries. The international community regards the people who are on Manus Island to be the responsibility for Australia. It'll be interesting if Peter Dutton tries to pull a third country, you know, out of the hat. We know they can't go to Cambodia, but it's beyond that, really. The fact is that they are unlawfully in Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea is not in any position now, holding people unlawfully, to be able to, you know, transfer people to, you know, the UK, New Zealand, or anywhere else. So I think we may well find that in light of the hearing on Monday in the PNG Supreme Court that, you know, Peter Dutton will find that there is no alternative other than that for the people to be brought to Australia.
And we might have touched on this, but the legal case being mounted against Australian government about false imprisonment regarding physical and psychological damage of the detainees on Manus, does this case regarding, like, especially the false imprisonment charge, have any legitimacy to it?
Well, yes, it obviously does. I mean, it has been, you know, established that they were, you know, unlawfully detained, and that their human rights have been breached. There's seven different elements of their human rights have been breached according to the PNG Constitution. I mean, Australia is facing a compensation bill probably over $2 billion for the fact that people have been brutalised inside, you know, the Manus Detention Centre for over 3 years.
And you mentioned Nauru as well. Could this set a precedent or put pressure on the future of the Nauru Processing Centre as well?
It won't set a legal precedent, although it certainly sets a moral precedent. And given the the release of the Nauru files and the public pressure that is building with the Bring Them Here, campaign, the constant exposés of the stark reality of the treatment people are receiving on Nauru and the complete lack of safety and lack of security there. Yes, I think the pressure will build on the Australian government to bring them here. I mean, the moral case against Nauru is every bit as strong as the moral and legal case against Manus Island. People have been demonstrating there since the 20th of March. Daily demonstrations, the Nauru files, reveal, what people have been experiencing, and there are more and more revelations in the press of the extent of the involvement of the Australian government, the knowledge of the Australian government, the complicity, of the Australian government. So, the pressure will build.
And even outside just the Liberal Party in government in power right now, what about the other political parties we have in Australia? Are Labor just as culpable in the eyes of the Action Council or coalition?
Yes. I mean, it was the Labor Party that re-established Pacific Solution Mark II and established this particular incarnation of Manus and, and Nauru, and were the first to say that people who were sent to Manus and Nauru would not be Australia. So there is a particular responsibility, with the Labor Party. I mean, since the election, they've been singing a slightly different song. They have called for third, country, resettlement. That's not good enough in our opinion. That the Labor Party needs to take its full responsibility for the creation, of the horror on Manus and Nauru, and we do expect them to be calling for people to be brought to Australia. The Labor Party has to face up to the same responsibilities as the Liberal Party, that the detention on Manus Island is unlawful. The PNG government said the agreement between Australia and PNG, which was the Labor Party who signed at the time, is unlawful. It was the Labor Party that was responsible for sending some of those people unlawfully to PNG. So there is a particular responsibility with Bill Shorten and now Shane Newman.
All right. Well, thank you, Ian, for joining me this morning to help let us know what's happening with the Manus Island situation.
Okay, pleasure. Thank you very much.
And that was Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition, spokesperson there, an activist talking about the Manus Island announcement that the detention center there will be closed as it is unlawful in Papua New Guinea, and the refugees will go. Currently, the government hasn't said where, but they've promised they won't be resettled in Australia. So we'll see what transpires from that.